Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on June 17 regarding Paul Salas, S-A-L-A-S. Paul Salas is a 59-year-old male who reports he injured his elbow, shoulders, hip, and knee at work years ago without a distinct injury. Prior to he did not go to the emergency room afterwards period, he reports he did feel better while he was actually doing his job as a dealer. Pretty underwent shoulder surgery in April 2021 and completed his course of active treatment in June 2021. Period. Per his claim petition, he alleged repetitive job activities from 5105 to the present caused permanent injuries to both shoulders, comma, arms, comma, the right knee, and right hip. Period. He did supply answers to occupational interrogatories, indicating he gave notice to his employer of this occurrence upon filing of petitioner's claim petition. Period. New paragraph, treatment records show he was seen by family physician Dr. Williams on 2/26/20, complaining of stress, comma, joint pain, comma, trouble sleeping, comma, and lack of focus at work. But he was a new patient here with several issues. Period. He asserted these were all related to both the work arrangement as well as the fact that his wife is chronically ill. Period. They had a long discussion about the safety of Losartan for hypertension. Period. He had been taking this for quite some time. Period. He had an exam that showed he was mildly depressed, but in no acute distress. Period. Musculoskeletal exam revealed normal range of motion in all areas, with no tenderness, decreased strength, or sensory deficits. Here, Dr. Williams rendered diagnoses of recurrent major depressive disorder, comma, anxiety disorder, comma, acute stress reaction, comma, primary hypertension, comma, and general adult medical exam. Period. Mr. Salas continued to see his family physician through 7/14/20. Period. In terms of review of system, he denied musculoskeletal symptoms such as joint pain, comma, swelling, stiffness, weakness, muscle cramps, back pain, or difficulty walking. Period. He was simply renewed on his Losartan and was going to take aspirin. Period. There was no description of musculoskeletal difficulties. Period. Dr. Williams did complete an FMLA leave certification on 3/18/20, stating he would be out of work through approximately 5/16/20. Period. The relevant reasons for this were anxiety, comma, acute stress reaction, comma, major depressive disorder, comma, and hypertension. Period. New paragraph. At the referral of Dr. Chippa, CHHIPA, he had an MRI of the right shoulder on 6/29/20 to be inserted here. Period. On 12/8/20, he was seen in Dr. Pepe's, he was scheduled to be seen in Dr. Pepe's office, but was a no-show for preoperative fitting. Period. He did see Dr. Chippa on 2/27/20. Period. X-rays of the shoulder were done and will be inserted as marked. Period. Dr. Chippa thought he may have a chronic rotator cuff tear. period he has had pain for more than 10 years and states 3 years ago he had an ultrasound which showed a rotator cuff tear. Period it was recommended he undergo an MRI of the shoulder and then return to follow up. Period. He called the office on 3-2-20 regarding his MRI denial. Period. He asked if it had been approved and if it was possible he could get a shoulder x-ray. Period. He called again on 3-6-20 requesting an update for a new prescription for the right shoulder. Period. He had reportedly had undergone an office visit the previous day with no x-rays taken, but he was scheduled to see Dr. Chippa on 3-9-20 for x-rays of the left shoulder and elbow. Period. He did see Dr. Chippa on 3-9-20. Period. He complained of left shoulder and left elbow pain. Period. Repeat x-rays of the shoulder were done. Period. Elbow x-rays showed no fracture or dislocation, but there were degenerative changes. But he also has synostosis of the radius and the ulna. Period. They discussed treatment options. Period. He was going to return in 2 weeks for an update. Period. New paragraph. On 6-15-20, he saw Dr. Chippa, this time complaining of pain in the right hip and knee. Period. Regarding the right shoulder, he was diagnosed with suspected rotator cuff tear. Period. He had undergone home therapy. Period. MRI had been denied by the insurance company. Period. Still had pain and weakness in his right shoulder. Period. He also complained of a new problem involving his right hip and right knee. Period. He pointed to the lateral aspect of his hip, stating it radiated down the side of his leg to the lateral aspect of his knee. Period. He denied any numbness or tingling. Period. X-rays of the right hip and knee were done to be inserted as marked. Period. He was diagnosed with right knee and hip pain, having right rotator cuff strain, comma, chondromalacia of both patella, comma, and right leg iliotibial band syndrome. Period. He again anticipated sending him for an MRI of the right shoulder. Period. For the hip, they planned on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. New paragraph. He was seen on 6-18-20 by Dr. Austin regarding left elbow pain. Period. He related being a casino dealer but had no hobbies. Period. The pain is more recent over the last year, but he has had stiffness since he was born. Period. He was born with an elbow defect and had no specific treatments for it. Period. He was also complaining of a lot of other joint pain, including the right shoulder, hips, and knees. Period. He is from Peru. Period. Left elbow x-rays were reviewed, revealing proximal radial ulnar synostosis along with ulnotrochlear arthritis. Period. Dr. Austin diagnosed primary osteoarthritis and ankylosis of the left elbow. Period. They talked about trying anti-inflammatory medication versus injections. Period. Surgery would involve an elbow replacement, but this would not restore any rotation of the forearm. Period. He declined having surgery or an injection, but he was then referred to a rheumatologist. Period. He did see Dr. Chippa again on 7-29-20, this time complaining of right elbow pain. Period. He denied any injuries or surgeries to the right elbow. Period. He had elbow x-rays that day showing no fracture or dislocation or significant degenerative joint disease. Period. There was no significant joint effusion. Brady had a triceps insertional enthesial fight at the Electronon. Brady was diagnosed with lateral epicondylitis, as well as right shoulder pain, secondary to rotator cuff tear. Period. He noted right shoulder MRI revealed a complete supraspinatus tear with retraction, along with mild atrophy of that muscle. Brady recommended a surgical consultation in that regard. Period. New paragraph. He then saw Dr. Pepe again on 8/3/20. Period. He opined the tendon does not, I'm sorry, the tendon does appear repairable. Period. They discussed proceeding with surgical intervention. Period. This was postponed due to his work schedule. Period. He called the office on 1/28/20, inquiring about disability forms. Period on 2/10/21. It was noted he left two voicemail the previous day about his disability forms. Period. The assistant called him back and explained she did not handle disability forms. Period. He called again about the forms, saying he was going to lose his job if his forms were not completed soon. Period. On 2/17/21, he dropped off his disability forms. Period. On 3/31/21, he was a no-show for preoperative fitting. Period. He eventually was seen by a physician assistant on 4/26/21 regarding the right shoulder surgery. Period. This involved rotator cuff repair and bicep tenodesis. Period. He was in a sling and was going to begin passive range of motion exercises. Period. He saw Dr. Pepe again on 5/17/21, who recommended continuation of same. Period. On, scratch that. He continues to be seen by Dr. Pepe postoperatively, concurrent with physical therapy through 7/19/21. Period. At that visit, Mr. Salas wanted to return to work on Friday. Period. Active assisted elevation was 150 degrees, comma, external rotation in neutral 50 degrees with good strength, and internal rotation to T12. Brady had a well-healed incision, and his deltoid was firing and intact. Brady is going to continue therapy at home and return back in 6 weeks for evaluation. Period. Paragraph. Insert the shoulder surgery report from 4/21/21 where it belongs. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder and atrophy of the left upper extremity. Period. The left upper extremity was shorter than the right since he was a child. Period. He noted he had a congenital deformity. Period. By the time he sought attention, he was told surgery would not help this. Period. I measured from his elbow to the fingertips, and the left forearm was 1 inch shorter than the right. Period. He had a full range of motion of the left shoulder with tenderness and abduction and extension with internal rotation. Period. Minimally decreased range of motion about the right shoulder with external rotation to 65 degrees. Period was otherwise full with crepitus and tenderness. Period left elbow motion lagged 25 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period motion of the right elbow, both wrists and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal, shoulders, normal, extremities, lower. He was tender at the palpation about the right knee, lateral joint line, but there was none on the left. Knees, normal, feet and ankles, normal. Cervical, thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He was tender to palpation about the left greater trochanter, but there was none on the right. Appeared the rest of that section is normal impressions. Paul Salas alleges to have been injured at work without any particular trauma. Appeared he currently claims he injured both shoulders, arms, his right knee, and right hip. Appeared when first presenting for treatment. He did not offer widespread complaints. Period. He did recall having right shoulder pain for the last 10 years. Period. He had a prior ultrasound in Colombia, which showed he had a torn rotator cuff. But that report was not available. Period. He was seen on 3/9/20 at Rothman with pain in the left shoulder and elbow. He noted being born with a congenital defect with his left elbow and had a lack of supination. He had been advised to have surgery when he was younger, but it was deferred. Period. Actually, go back to physical exam and insert. He had 0 degrees of left elbow supination, but flexion and pronation were full. Period. New paragraph. He offered other joint symptoms. Period. He had an MRI of the right shoulder on 6/29/20. Period. He had surgery on it on 4/21/21, both to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 7/19/21 when he requested release to return back to work. Period. As noted above, he also sought treatment for his left upper extremity. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased range of motion and congenital deformity about the left elbow. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders and upper extremities were negative. Period. Resisted right shoulder external rotation was 5/-5, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Had full range of motion of the lower extremities, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He also had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbosacral spines. Period. Impressions. I'm sorry, new paragraph. This case represents 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder, regardless of cause. Period. I will also opine if there is disability referable to the left shoulder, comma, right arm, comma, left arm, comma, right knee, comma, or right hip. Period. In light of the absence of trauma and his congenital deformity, I cannot ascribe Mr. Salas's widespread complaints due to his routine job with the insured as a dealer. Period. And